What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I Told You Passport Bros Are Dusty Black Guys Who Can't Get Laid in America, So They Go Overseas to Get Their Peepees Touched. So today, guys, we're doing a video in audio format, because I'm sitting in my car at night. It's nice and windy, cold outside. I'm by the river. I love it here in South Florida. I got my coffee with me. And you know what? We need to have a frank discussion about the passport bro movement, because this is getting really bad for black people. But first, let me take a sip of my Starbucks coffee, which I get for free because, you know, as a gold member, I get free refills. Give me 10 seconds. There we go. So, as you guys know by now, the passport bro movement has been getting a lot of heat ever since the king of the passport bro movement, Austin Hallman, started traveling about a year and a half ago. And I'm sure everybody watching this video by now already knows that a couple of passport bros in Cartagena got into some serious trouble when they picked up a prostitute and they refused to pay her. And the whole incident was caught on tape, where she ended up breaking some of the furniture in the Airbnb. And now these passport bros have a target on their back, not just from the government, but probably the cartels as well. So let us have this frank discussion about passport bros, okay? Passport bros are nothing more than dusty black dudes who can't get laid in America, so they go overseas and they make it rain cash money on them hoes, okay? Now, contrary to popular belief, Austin Hallman was not the first American black person to travel overseas. Tons of black, decent human beings have been traveling overseas for a better life. The only reason why Austin Hallman is probably the most popular American black traveler out there is that ain't shit niggers said to themselves, oh, look, there's this retarded guy, he's autistic, he's socially awkward as fuck, he's catty, he's feminine, he's bitchy, he's ugly, he looks like he has Down syndromes, so if he can do it, so can I. And this is why things are getting really bad for black people. Now, Coach Greg Adams did an amazing video a couple of days ago about these ain't shit niggers in Colombia who got into a fight with a Cartagena prostitute because they didn't want to pay her. Now, I've been to Cartagena, guys. I had my fair share of prostitutes from the clock tower. So, for those of you who don't know exactly what happened, these four dusty black dudes, they got this mediocre-looking prostitute in Cartagena. They wanted to pay her $50 to have a train run on her, which I find to be disgusting, and they refused to pay her. She wanted $200, because it's $50, you know, per dude. And they just wanted to pay her $50 for all four of them. Now, just to give you an idea, guys, like I mentioned, I've been to Cartagena and I did have prostitutes from Cartagena. And the thing you guys need to understand is that it's $50 per person per hour, okay? So you had these four passport bros, four times 50, that's $200. She wanted $200, and they're like, nah, we're only gonna give you $50 for us four running a train on you. So the girl was right to be upset and throwing a temper tantrum, because like she said in the video, they refused to pay her. Now, Coach Greg Adams is 100% right when he said these guys should have paid her, okay? Because this girl, when the passport bros were fighting with her to kick her out of the apartment, she ended up breaking a table at the Airbnb. Now, obviously, guys, the Passport Bros are going to be responsible for that broken table. That broken table is going to cost a couple of hundred dollars. The Cartagena police is now aware of them. They're probably going to press charges against them. If anything, the cartel is like, oh, hell no. We just can't have these niggers fucking beating up our woman like that, thinking that they own our woman, and then they end up ripping them off. So these Passport Bros are in major, major trouble. Not to mention that we now know who they are here in America, so that's probably going to have further repercussions for them here in America, assuming they actually have jobs and are not on welfare. So these Passport Bros who wanted to save $150, now they are in some serious shit that might affect them for life. Again, they might go to a Colombian prison for a long time for assaulting and beating up a woman. The cartel might end up murdering them because, you know, that's what they do in Colombia to Passport Bros. And if they actually do have decent jobs here in America, they might get fired from those jobs. All of that to save $150. This just goes to show you guys how stupid Passport Bros are. Now, Passport Bros, let's keep shit 100. Look, guys, I have no problem with Passport Bros tricking. Look, man, I did the Passport Bros shit myself. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Colombia. I did the whole pay-to-play thing. I got it out of my system. I have no shame of saying I did Passport Bros shit. Would I do it again? No, no, I got it out of my system. I could do better. Look, I get it. If you are ugly like Austin Hallman and other Passport Bros, then pay-to-play Passport Bros shit is something you're going to have to do for the foreseeable future, okay? When I was in Colombia, guys, I couldn't tell you the number of dusty black men I saw in Yeras Park walking around, just going up to every decent-looking Colombian chick trying to get prostitutes. When I left Medellin, they actually closed down Yeras Park because of all the Passport Bros who were going there. In fact, before this incident happened, the new mayor of Cartagena was cracking down on Passport Bros. So here's what you guys need to understand, man. White dudes have been doing Passport Bros shit for decades. In fact, I know one Passport Bro, white dude, he's been doing Passport Bro shit since the time Kennedy was in office. You know, the guy who got assassinated by Mossad. He's been doing Passport Bro shit since the early 60s. That's over 60 years, and yet Passport Bros like Austin Hallman, they go overseas for a year, and all of a sudden, it's a worldwide phenomena of a very, very bad thing. And the thing you guys need to understand is that people worldwide are hating black people, okay? You got black people from Africa raping white women in Europe. You got the Passport Bros traveling the world, disrespecting women, abusing women, putting hands on women. You don't think that foreign people are looking at this shit and saying, oh my God, we don't want black people, okay? You know, Coach Greg Adams said, I can't go to Colombia. I can't go to Thailand because they're going to associate me with the Passport Bros, okay? You know, Coach Greg Adams, he went to the nice parts of Italy where black people don't go to. You know, Coach Greg Adams and other decent, intelligent black men, now they're going to have to systematically avoid going to places that black people go to because they don't want to be associated with black people because of the Passport Bro movement, because of Austin Hallman. You know, Coach Greg Adams or any other decent black dude, if he goes to any country that Passport Bros go to, he's going to be equal to Austin Hallman. He's going to be seen as a sex tourist. He's going to be seen as a guy who thinks he owns foreign women because he has some money. Let's keep it 100. You know, you Passport Bros, you genuinely believe you own foreign woman because you got some money. You guys remember when Austin Holman went to Romania and he was like, yeah, bro, I'm going to live in Romania. Romania is my new hotspot. I'm going to live here. And then 4 or 5 days later, he was back in South America. What happened? I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Snow bunnies did not want that nigger. That's exactly what happened, okay? Let me tell you guys something. I just came back from Ukraine. Ukraine has legit Nazis, okay? I've actually met with Ukrainian Nazis. And let me tell you something, guys. I actually like Nazis. You guys want to know why I like Nazis? I like Nazis because they hate niggers and they hate Jews. Now, when I say niggers, I'm not talking about the color of your skin. I'm talking about people like Austin Holman. Listen, you can be a white dude and be a nigger. No problem there, okay? And when I say Jews, I'm talking about the Zionists. I'm talking about the people who are really responsible for what's going on in the world. I'm not talking about Shlomo, who minds his own business and, you know, works at the deli, reads his Torah, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, Austin Holman and the Passport Bro movement, they single-handedly did more damage to black men than anybody else ever has. Because here's the thing, guys. I myself come from Africa, okay? I drove cab with Ethiopian black people. You want to know who hates American black people the most? African people. You guys remember when Austin Holman was in Africa and then he left Africa saying, I'm sick and tired of Africa? Let me tell you what happened, okay? African blacks realized really quick that he was an ain't shit nigger. You guys need to understand this really good. And special shout out to Euro GA Nationalist for telling us this. The black Americans who came here as slaves 400 years ago, those were the black people that the other black people in Africa wanted to get rid of. These black people are of the Ubuntu tribe. Now, I'm probably mispronouncing the name Ubuntu, okay? I'm a software developer. There is a Ubuntu operating system out there. It's probably not that inferior African tribe, but I know they began with a U and they had a B and they sounded funny. So I do apologize. The name of that inferior black tribe is probably not Ubuntu, but it's similar to it. You know, maybe you guys in the comment section can tell us the name of that genetically inferior African tribe that the African people got rid of by saying, hey, white boy, take these niggers away from us, you know, 400 years ago. So the American black people in general we have do come from a genetically inferior tribe. Furthermore, Coach Greg Adams said himself that there are a subset of black people out there who will never ever learn. They will always think that they are right and everybody else is wrong. And those are the genetically inferior black people who do come from that Ubuntu tribe. These are people who, quite frankly, they should not be on this earth to begin with, okay? You know, like TFM said, we baby black people here in America. So black people, they think they can go anywhere in the world and act all niggerish and it's all right. It doesn't work like that. You guys remember that black woman in America who went to Dubai and she was yelling at random people? Guess what? That bitch is in prison. You don't do nigger shit overseas. They don't baby you outside of the Western world, okay? You don't go to Colombia, do nigger shit in Colombia and expect the Colombians to be cool with you, okay? There's none of that, then do nothing, he's okay, man. No. Cartagena, they're gonna get your ass. Let me tell you something. Cartagena, a lot of Afro-Colombianas out there, a lot of Afro-Colombians out there. Guess what? Even though these are African black people, they too hate niggers, okay? So trust and believe, these four passport bros, they're on the list of the Colombian police, okay? They are on the list of cartels now, okay? So every black person, because of Austin Hallman and the Passport Bros, they're gonna be seen equal to these four niggers. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? I know, as an African myself, I know for a fact that not all black people are equal to Austin Hallman. I know that for an absolute fact. But the question you have to ask yourself, does the Ukrainian Nazi know that? Does the Indian guy know that? Does the Colombian guy know that? Do any of these people out there know that not all black people are the same, even though the skin color are the same? Listen, not all white people are the same. Big difference between Slavic people like the Ukrainians versus Anglo-Saxon people of England and Germany. Big difference, even though they are white, okay? So I know there's a big difference between African blacks, even though they might have too much melanin in their skin. But you know what? The average human being out there has no idea. They're gonna think all black people are rapists. They're gonna think all black people are sex tourists. They're gonna think all black people are savages. All that because of Austin Hallman and the Passport Bro movement, not to mention the African migrants who are going into Eastern Europe, okay? The smart black people, they exit the black race. Kobe Bryant, for example. Listen, guys, I would not be surprised if Kobe Bryant was actually assassinated. Why? Kobe Bryant got with a non-Hispanic woman. Kevin Samuels, even though Kevin Samuels didn't get with a non-black woman. I'm sorry, I said that. Kobe Bryant got with a non-Hispanic woman? No, Kobe Bryant got with a non-black woman who happened to be Hispanic. Kevin Samuels, even though, as far as we know, he never got with a non-black woman, he was always talking about how horrible black women are. Michael Jackson, you know, he got with a non-black woman. Have you noticed that all the black men, quality black men, who either got with non-black women or exposed how horrible black women are, that they were all assassinated? You know, listen, I'm a big fan of quality black men getting with non-black women, okay? Listen, the black race, a lot like the Arab race, must go extinct. Look, when humanity first started and we needed people to walk around, food, sex. Yes, black people were beneficial back then, okay? Today, black people are no longer needed. And again, I'm not saying all black people are like that. I'm simply stating that the ones who come from the genetically inferior Ubuntu tribe, those are the ones who need to go. Kind of like how the Aborigines in Australia need to go. There is no need to keep you on life support anymore, okay? So, just like Western civilization kept African people who were supposed to go extinct because of like drought and shit like that, now we are paying the consequences of Africa having too many people and exporting their people, the worst of their people, into Europe. We, the American people, we have babied the black people to the point where black people think they can go anywhere in the world and do whatever the fuck they want, and it's fine and dandy like cotton candy. But the reality of the matter, had we left black people to their own devices, they probably would have gone extinct, you know? So if you are a decent black man, do what I do. Let your race die out. Everybody knows that I'm into blue-eyed blonde white woman. I'm not gonna do fucking Amira. I'm not gonna do an Arab woman who's short, pudgy, curly hair, black eyes. Fuck that shit. I want blue-eyed blonde white Stacy. Listen, I don't care if I have to bribe Stacy to get to be with me and have my children. I don't give a fuck about that. The point that I'm trying to get across to you, if you are black or you are Arab and you're a quality man, let your race die out. It's very imperative to let your race die out, you know. It might take a couple of generations for your blackness or your Arabness to be totally whitewashed, but hey man, the 1,000-mile journey starts with one step, right? So, you black guys out there, it's very important for you guys out there to understand, look, I've been to Colombia. I can go to Colombia. I can go anywhere in Latin America. Nobody's going to view me as a passport, bro, because I look like I could be one of the natives over there. At the very least, I don't look black, so I don't have to worry about getting assassinated as a passport, bro, okay? So you black people out there, you got to understand. You decent black people out there got to understand. You will always be seen as a passport, bro, if you go to countries visited by Austin Hallman. Listen, guys. You black guys out there need to understand. The more countries Austin Hallman visits, the worse it is for you. Right now, guys, Austin Hallman is traveling all over South America. He is ruining South America for black people, okay? Listen, Austin Hallman is single-handedly responsible for the Brazilian government requiring Americans to have visas to go to Brazil. Before Austin Hallman came along, we as Americans, we can hop on a plane, go into Brazil, no visa needed. Now, because of Austin Hallman, not only do we need a visa to go to Brazil, we need to get a visa in person at a Brazilian consulate. We have to go to a Brazilian consulate, sit down in front of the Brazilian consulate member so we can prove to them that we're not ain't shit niggers going to his country to take candid photos of Brazilian woman without their consent and putting it up on the internet. This is how Austin Hallman got popular, okay? So, Cartagena, guys. Again, in Cartagena, the new mayor of Cartagena, he's cracking down on sex tourism, even though prostitution in Colombia is legal, the mayor of Cartagena is cracking down on it because of Austin Hallman. So you guys out there need to understand. The Austin Hallman is able to travel all over Latin America with your money. Okay? If you passport bros said, hey, we're not giving Austin Hallman any more money, guess what? Austin Hallman is gonna go back to America with his tail between his legs. He's gonna go live with his mama and he's gonna cut hair for $2.99. Yet because of you, this freaking low-life degenerate is traveling all over the world. And wherever Austin Hallman goes, he makes things bad for black people. Now, again, Austin Hallman couldn't hang in Europe because no bunnies were like, no, we're not dealing with niggers, okay? Let me tell you something, guys. They genuinely don't like black people. Look, I've been to Romania. I've been to Hungary. I've been to Moldova. I've been to Ukraine. I've been to Poland, okay? I've been to Estonia. They don't like black people. In fact, they don't even like Turks, Arabs, and Indian people. Now, unfortunately for me, guys, I look Indian, okay? So even though I don't have, thank God, I don't have a drop of Indian blood in me, unfortunately enough, I can pass off as Indian. So systematically, I have to go to countries where Indian people don't go to, okay? I spent a month in Latvia. I spent a month in Ukraine, okay? Latvia and Ukraine are some of the poorest countries in Europe. So the average Indian goes to Western Europe. Like the only Indians who go to Latvia and they go to Ukraine are the Indians who are so poor that they can't afford proper Western Europe, okay? Usually these Indians are short, brown, fugly Indians. I, at 6'3", and, you know, somewhat decent looking, there is no way somebody in Ukraine or Latvia is going to say, oh yeah, that 6'3", 225 decent looking dude, oh yeah, he's the same as Pajit over there, who's 5'4", fugly phenotype, and fucking brown. It's just not gonna happen. You know, when I travel to Europe, I usually go through London, okay? I don't leave the airport in London. You wanna know why? UK in particular, London is filled with Indian people. So when I walk outside of the airport, people are gonna say, oh yeah, he's Indian. Simply because there are so many Indians in London that people are simply, as a safe default, they're just gonna think I'm Indian, because again, I somewhat resemble Indian people. Even to this very day, guys, to this very day, okay? When people ask, yo man, where are you from? Are you Indian? And I tell them, no, I'm Egyptian. They'd be like, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Even though I'm not visibly upset or anything like that, it's just that people know that being associated with Indians is a bad thing. When I started to do Japanese hair straightening back in LA in 2009-2010, a Korean girl, she was doing my hair, and she was wearing a mask. Now, again, this was 2009-2010, way before Scamarona, and of course, when we started talking small chit-chat here and there, and when she found out I was Egyptian and not Indian, she took off her mask, and she was, thank God you're not Indian, I can't stand the smell of Indian people, okay? So again, being Indian or thought of as Indian, even though you may not be Indian in any form or way, is a bad thing. So of course, for me, Amar Metwali, I can't go to the Bay Area. I can't go to London. I can't go to places where there are Indian people. I have to systematically go to places where there are no Indians. And if there are Indians, it's gonna be the Pajits. It's gonna be the short, brown, fugly Indians, and there's no way somebody like me could be associated with such genetically inferior specimens, okay? It's gonna be the same thing with you legitimate, good, decent black men out there. You're gonna have to do what Coach Greg Adams does and go to countries, go to cities, go to places where Austin Hallman and his followers don't go to. Okay? So, in conclusion of this video, guys, passport bros, a lot like Arabs, they're just scum. Okay? You know, when the Arab Spring happened, I was in my friend, Tamer. I was in his apartment. I remember this vividly. We were watching all this happening at his apartment in 2010, okay? And I remember, I said to, and you know, Tamer, he was like, this is going to be the beginning of a great thing for Egypt. And I remember telling him, this is going to end real bad for Egypt. And he was like, why? And I said to him, and of course, you know, if Tamer is watching this video and he feels like it, you know, comment in the comment section. I told Tamer, you're not gonna be a winner tomorrow because of today when you are a loser yesterday. Passport bros and black people, in particular black people who are of the Ubuntu tribe, are natural born losers. They fuck up the unfuckable. In fact, we have an old saying in the Jewish community. Leave it to the Cushites to fuck up the unfuckable. For those of you who don't know, Cushites refers to the descendants of Cush. Cush is the black people of Africa. Okay? In particular, the black people who actually for a small time took over Egypt a couple of thousand years ago, you know, and they ended up fucking up Egypt, you know. So this is why we Jews say, leave it to the black people to fuck up the unfuckable. And yes, black people fucked up mongering worldwide because of Austin Holman. And look, it doesn't bother me. In fact, I'm actually very happy with the Passport Bro movement for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, now I know places to avoid. Look, guys, I'm not gonna go to Thailand. I'm not gonna go to Colombia, even though I have associates and friends in Colombia. Look, man, when I go to Colombia, dudes, the whole passport thing doesn't bother me because I don't look black, you know? So I now know. So the good thing about the Passport Bros is that the Passport Bros are a hot magnet for low-quality women. When you guys see that monkey, Austin Holman, hopping off a plane in wherever he goes, and he's like, yeah, bro, I got a hottie with me. Do you genuinely think that some girl liked Austin Holman because he's a hip black cat? Hell no. He's paying for it. In fact, Austin Holman openly said, I pay these girls $100 to be in my video. And, you know, the guy, listen, man, I can pay a girl $100, $50 to be in my videos, and I turn around and I tell you, oh yeah, bro, she loves me for me, bro. Yeah, bro, I'm such a catch, bro. Austin Holman is not dating any girl, guys. He is simply hiring prostitutes with your money, I might add. Then he turns around and he says, oh yeah, bro, look at all these fine ass women who love me. You know, it's like, no, bro, you're just paying for this woman using Passport Bro money, okay? And yet you guys keep on giving him money. You keep on flying over to these countries, and then you get up. See, let me tell you exactly what happened with the Passport Bros in Cartagena, who are either going to end up in a Colombian jail or end up shot by the cartel. Let me tell you exactly what happened, okay? It's not that these Passport Bros didn't have $200 to pay this prostitute, okay? It's not about that. What really happened, and even Coach Greg Adams said it, what really happened is that these four ain't shit niggers thought to themselves that this girl should be privileged to be with us. Because, you know, we're black, we got big dicks, this girl should be privileged to be with us. Nah, bro, it doesn't work like that, you know? There's a lot of women out there, they just don't want to deal with black guys, even prostitutes. And a lot of black guys, they say, oh yeah, the reason why women don't want to sleep with us is because they're worried that we might fuck them so good that they're going to fall in love with us. Nigger, are you fucking delusional? That's like some dude going through a nasty divorce and his wife doing everything in her, ex-wife doing everything in her power to destroy them. Look, when I was driving cab, guys, I knew this one white guy. He was going through a nasty divorce and he's like, I know she's trying to hurt me and everything, but deep down, my wife really, really loves me. It's like, dude, I mean, I didn't tell him that, but it's like, really, dude, really? You think your wife loves you so much, yet she's trying to destroy you in court. She's saying that you molest their kids and stuff like that. It's like, nah, bro, that's hate, okay? So all of you black guys out there who are like, oh, yeah, these non-black women don't want to sleep with us because they're afraid that we might fuck them real good and they're going to fall in love with us. Nah, bro, you delusional dog. These hoes simply don't like black people. And again, it's all because of Austin Holman and the Passport Bros, okay? Look at, you know, go on Google or go on YouTube, type in Passport Bros, Cartagena. That video is gonna pop up. You got four dusty, old, ugly black dudes in there with a prostitute. None of these guys are in shape. None of these guys are even remotely good looking. And this is gonna be your typical passport. These are your typical Passport Bros, okay? People are gonna look at these Passport Bros and they're gonna say, This is your passport, bro, movement. This is your typical passport, bro. Let me tell you something, guys. Black women, rightfully so, I might add, have all the ammunition they want to say, told you so, told you that all these ancient niggers who can't get laid in America, they're going overseas. We told you that they're cheap. We told you that they're argumentative. We told you that they're violent. Do you passport bros know how much ammunition you gave to black women to use against you? Like the old Jewish saying says, leave it to the Cushites to fuck up the unfuckable. Look, for me, I'm just gonna sit back and I'm gonna watch the fireworks. I don't have a dog in this fight, guys. Even though I'm from Africa and, you know, I got some black DNA in me, you know, I don't look black. So this really doesn't bother me, okay? I'm just saying this so all the decent black dudes out there know that, hey man, you just can't act like fucking Austin Hallman, man. That's really the point of this video, guys. The point of this video, guys, is that be the total and complete opposite of Austin Hallman. Otherwise, you're going to be thought of as an ancient nigger. You're going to be thought of as a sex tourist. You're going to be thought of as a degenerate. Okay? And that's pretty much what the passport bro movement is all about. At the end of the day, guys, looks matter. Okay? Just like I have to systematically avoid countries Indian people go to, even though I have no Indian blood in me, but because I can pass off as Indian, I avoid countries that Indian people go to. Now, because of Austin Hallman and the passport bro movement, you decent good black men out there, you have to now avoid going to where Austin Hallman goes to. Furthermore, if you plan on having kids, just let the black race die off. Find a non-black woman and reproduce with her, okay? Because at the end of the day, guys, being associated with black is like being associated with Arab. It's just not a good thing. At least with Indians, you know, nobody can say Indians are evil or terrorist or backwards or degenerates. I mean, worst case scenario, they're just gonna say Indians are smelly and ugly. Okay, that's like worst case scenario when it comes to Indian people. But when it comes to Arabs, when it comes to black, it's degeneracy. I mean, Arabs fly out women to take a shit on them, you know. I mean, that's degeneracy right there. And again, this is the crux of the matter of why you need to let the Arab and black race go extinct. It's because they are degenerates. And, you know, degeneracy stems from having a low IQ. It stems from having, you know, reward, delayed gratification. You know, that's what it's all about. It's all about delayed gratification, okay? Indians and black, I'm sorry, not Indians, blacks and Arabs, not all of them, but a good portion of them, they simply are incapable of delayed gratification. So all they want is to be happy and be happy right now. If that means they have to fight some prostitute in an Airbnb, they're going to do it. If that means they're going to walk around the Eros Park wearing fake jewelry, grabbing their junk, saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, they're going to do it. But you guys need to understand, there is consequences overseas. Look, they're not gonna baby black people overseas like they do in America in particular and the West in general, okay? You do that nigger shit overseas, you're gonna end up in prison. You're gonna end up getting murdered, okay? This is one of the reasons why I'm making this video, because you guys can't do nigger shit overseas, you know? Here in America, you can do it and get away with it, even though, you know, non-black people are beginning to get fed up with you. And down the line, that's going to be a bad thing. But overseas, guys, you just can't do shit like you do here in America, man. I mean, the one thing Austin Hallman did is that he gave ancient niggers an outlet to the world. And that's going to be bad. I mean, look, I don't care about ancient niggers, you know. When, for example, if these four passport bros get murdered by the cartel in Cartagena, or if they get locked up in a Colombian prison for a long time, good. Good riddance, okay? It's decent black men like Coach Craig Adams that I worry about, because they're going to get the Austin Hallman treatment. They're going to get the sex tourist treatment. And you guys don't want that, because I know you are better than that. And again, guys, I have no problem with you guys doing pay-to-play. Coach Craig Adams does pay-to-play. There is no problem with that. Hey, you want pussy? She wants money? Hey, let's cut out the whole dating thing, the whole this, that, and just give you what you want. You give me what I want. And hey, man, thanks for coming. See ya next time. Ain't nothing wrong with that, dudes. Just don't be fucking degenerates, okay? Don't do what Austin Hallman does. Don't do what Passport Bros do, you know, and you'll be fine. And we know one of the reasons why Austin Hallman has to move around is because he ends up doing nigger shit in one place for too long that he has to leave. For example, if Austin Hallman goes back to Brazil, they're gonna put him in prison. In fact, Austin Hallman said in one of his live streams that if he did not flee Brazil, he would have been arrested in 2 days had he not fled Brazil. Okay, guys? So, at the end of the day, you decent black guys out there, you're gonna have to differentiate yourself from Austin Hallman and the rest of his kind. You also will have to start not just going away from them, but if you're gonna have kids, consider having kids with non-black women. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!